What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast, episode number 34, Health, Fitness, and Performance Series. Today, we take a look at the topic, six surefire ways to boost your testosterone naturally. I'm excited to jump into this one, as it is a major topic of concern these days of how to regulate our hormones, how to get things firing appropriately. That way we can be more efficient with our training. We can be more stimulated, more driven, more ambitious, have more energy, sleep better, reduce stress levels. Testosterone is that important. So we cover all the benefits. We cover the negatives that go along with a low testosterone level. And we take a look of course at the six surefire ways to boost this hormone naturally. On top of that, guys, this episode is sponsored by Get Keon. It is a supplement company that Ben Greenfield, health expert extraordinaire, created. Has a lot of great muscle building and immune building boosting supplements. Right now you can go to the link below attached to this particular episode in the show notes. You can use coupon code BR365 to get 10% off anything that you order. There's some cool muscle building bundles that I do actually talk about in the episode. And then there's a lot of different coffees and immune boosting supplements and some fun stuff in there. Ben Greenfield is probably one of the most authentic dudes in the space. Great quality stuff, hence why we decided to partner up with Get Keon. So check it out if you're feeling like you want to add in some supplements to your diet, to your game plan right now. And like I said, use coupon code BR365. All right, guys, enjoy today's episode, and we will see you on the next one. What's going on, guys and gals? Both of you, right? We've got a nice diverse crowd here. We don't discriminate here in Fear Being Average podcast. And today we're taking a look at testosterone. So even though I make that comment kind of jokingly, because we're talking about testosterone today, and I know a lot of females are saying, well, what does this podcast have to do with me? Well, testosterone is a very critical hormone for both males and females, right? For females alone, it's really important for growth, right? Cellular function, growth of muscle tissue, the maintenance and the repair of women's reproductive tissues, obviously with helping develop proper bone mass, and just for overall general human behaviors. And when you heard the word growth, that just means, you know, putting on muscle, right? It just to kind of keep things at bay and kind of lower the stress levels of what that means when people talk about males having a high testosterone level. Women are around 20 to 30 times less than men's levels. So regardless of what or how much testosterone a woman can boost naturally and compared to a man, obviously way different, hence the different sizes of men and women and physical capabilities from an athletic stance, right? Power output, strength, that kind of stuff, and size of muscle. So yeah, we're going to take a look at this today because this is an important one. I'm really passionate about this subject because hormonal regulation is just so important for overall well-being, right? It improves quality of life, it improves functionality. It really rectifies a lot of what we're going through, right? A lot of people always kind of blame the diet, or they blame, you know, stress. And yeah, rightfully so, those things are issues. But what's going on the surface level, or below the surface level, sorry, is your hormones are not being signaled appropriately, right? They're not functioning optimally and they're not being regulated. So a lot of the hormones that should be quieted down, they're quite loud. And then the other ones that should be quite pronounced and giving us the ability to function at a high level, you know, cognitively and physically, those ones are suffering, and we're obviously paying the cost with, you know, how we think and how our body moves and functions and how we feel, right? So all those things are affected by what's going on within our body and how our hormones are being signaled, and the non-regulation, the imbalance of our hormones, right? So first and foremost, let's kind of do a quick little dive onto the importance of testosterone in particular, hence the podcast name, right? So testosterone in itself, let's just talk about lower levels of testosterone, because obviously we're trying to boost our testosterone in this podcast, and we're going to give you six surefire ways to do that. So we're talking to people that might need a little bit of a charge up, or just kind of keep those levels nice and high, right? Even for me, I do all these things fairly regularly, but I would still benefit from hearing them again, and just emphasizing the importance of them and making sure they are really prevalent in my routine, right? So low levels of testosterone, they're directly linked to obesity and weight gain, which, as we know, is an epidemic in itself right now. Crazy amount of numbers have increased over the last year and a half, especially with COVID and, you know, the old COVID, the COVID kings and queens that want to shut down gyms and keep people from moving and locking them inside their house, and, you know, basically not promoting anything that resembles taking care of your health other than putting something in your body, i.e. the vaccine. So again, we'll get into that just in terms of all the things that we've had to basically neglect to a certain degree based on all these not requirements, but government mandates, right? So obviously linked to obesity, testosterone, low levels are also linked directly to change of mood, again, which we've also seen within this last year and a half, which has increased, unfortunately. You see a lot more depressive symptoms and symptoms of anxiety. And again, this is to be expected when our life has changed and thrown on its head like it has been, right? Changing your mood, this affects your quality of life, right? This is just goes hand in hand. That's why a lot of these things we always talk about, when we talk about stress and sleep and lifting weights and eating and all the good stuff, they live within an ecosystem of each other, right? Like, they all complement the next to a certain degree. Of course, I can lift weights and I can still be really highly stressed and still eat a shitty diet and still get poor quality of sleep. But typically, if you do one really well, it promotes the other. And one doesn't work all that well without doing the others. And that's what I kind of mean when I talk about it being a very harmonious ecosystem, is that if we do it all, each of those areas benefit immensely. So it behooves you to engage in all those practices on a fairly regular basis and give them all, you know, appropriate attention and nurture them as if they all depended on each other, which they do to a certain degree, right? Low testosterone also is linked to performance decrease, right? Not only from a physical standpoint, but mental performance goes down, our cognitive function, our alertness, our focus, our ability to connect and remember things at the drop of a hat. Sexual performance obviously suffers. As we know, testosterone is produced within the gonads of the human body. Now, I always thought gonads was a thing you just said as kids, like, oh man, I got hit in the gonads. Gonads are a real thing, okay? And as an adult, I have learned that. And for the men, the testosterone is produced within the testes, the women, and the ovaries, just so kind of we know where it's coming from, what the origin is right there, right? So this makes sense that, you know, sexual performance and our libido is going to be reduced, because if low testosterone occurs, well, obviously we're not producing a lot of that hormone within the direct area of, you know, ovulation for women, and for semen production for men, right? So it's obviously going to negatively affect sexual performance. Testosterone is also, just so we kind of go away from the negatives for a second there, is responsible for male characteristics. So, you know, this gives men their deeper voice, produce a little bit more hair on the body, that kind of thing, right? Now, again, because the levels are so different for men and women, you don't have to worry if you're a female who says, I want to boost my testosterone. Trust me, it's only going to improve your quality of life. The amount of testosterone you would need to get any of those negative symptoms are the women that are on, you know, a testosterone supplement, you know, that has actually given them some of those same characteristics, right? So a high level of it, right? And again, I'm not going to say anything towards TRT today, so testosterone replacement therapy. There is a time and place for women to get that. That is for you to contact your doctor and your hormone specialist. Ideally, that would be the way to go, because if your quality of life is suffering because you have extremely low levels of testosterone, which, again, I've had clients like this that They just can't seem to boost their testosterone. Now, they're not doing a lot of the right stuff on the surface level. We know this, and they have a hard time getting behind that. So I don't know if I've ever had a client who was great at doing all the things we're going to talk about right now, but obviously I've experienced clients that even when they try to add in a few of these things, their levels are still low. But again, they're definitely not consistent enough with this for me to say that, you know, they're doing all the right stuff. But there is certain instances where a female would benefit from TRT. But again, like I said, this would be something you would discuss directly with your hormone specialist, right? So clearly we can see that testosterone is a very important hormone. And I think the biggest reason that we want our testosterone to be at, you know, a regulated balance level is for quality of life. Like everything we're going to talk about today, you know, with the obesity and the mood and performance, that's quality of life, right? Like straight up, if those things suffer, if you are suffering from obesity, if you are suffering from, you know, depression or anxiety, or, you know, any other disorder from the mind, and your performance is suffering physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that is directly going to affect your quality of life. It's going to get in the way of things that you want to do. It's going to negatively impact your creativity, your ambition, your drive. Those things are directly correlated to balanced high levels of testosterone. And typically, you see that, right? The men that take care of their body, they're usually really driven for the most part. Now, you can see on the other end, too, people that don't take care of their body. But again, their quality of life is still, you know, not so good as well, because again, they're obviously neglecting some areas as well, right? So let's kind of get into this. Let's go over the six things today. This is a pretty straightforward podcast because these things are fairly well known. Now, I know a lot of people might not know them, hence why we're doing this podcast and why we're emphasizing these main six things, but they're really important to get in, guys, and they're not difficult to add into your routine, which is a great thing. They just take a little bit more intention. You have to prioritize them, and you need to see them as such, and you need to make sure that, you know, they're getting the attention that they deserve, and that we're not just neglecting them because they hold less value than the other. No, like I talked about, they hold equal value. In some cases, ones that we think aren't as important are probably more important than the good ones, and too much of the good ones to avoid or neglect the other ones, again, it's not doing you any good. It's probably only increasing that imbalance within our testosterone levels, okay? So number one, guys and gals, we got lifting weights, okay? Not necessarily exercise. All forms of exercise can help, right? But obviously pro tissue exercise. When I say pro tissue, I mean building muscle, right? Putting on lean skeletal muscle tissue, improving strength, that kind of stuff, right? We all know cardio. I keep saying that we all know, maybe because I talk about it so much. I assume if you're an avid listener, you do know. But we know cardio is anti-tissue. So definitely has a lot of benefits. Again, I'm someone who engages in cardio practices quite often. Great for the mind. I do it for my projects. I love going out in nature and doing that kind of stuff. However, it's not pro tissue. It's not helping me build muscle necessarily, especially if I'm doing a lot of long static sessions throughout the week, and especially if I'm neglecting lifting weights. So lifting weights is a surefire way to boost your testosterone levels, okay? There's a large study who actually examined those who exercise, and of course, what do they find? Higher levels of testosterone. Not a big shock right there. It's like I was going to drop this big bomb on you guys. And no, it was just the same stuff I was just saying, just showing that a large study took this on, just so you kind of know it's not coming to thin air, right? And the cool, this study actually is pretty cool. Lifting weights showed better improvements of testosterone levels, better than weight loss diets for obese men. So to break that down, testosterone levels boosted better with those that lifted weights compared to those that went on a weight loss diet but didn't lift weights. So for obese men, it would benefit you more to lift weights than to just go into a rapid weight loss strategy, right? That doesn't show as much of a benefit as lifting weights would to improve your testosterone levels. Ideally, we do that in combination. We lift weights, we get stronger, we improve our diet, we lose weight, And boom, we have now a very good environment to help boost testosterone, right? HIIT training has also been proven to increase testosterone levels. You got to just be a little bit more conscious of how you're using it, when you're using it, not overly abusing this technique and method of training, as it is fairly high stress. But let's just say for HIIT training, for example, and HIIT training is done typically, people do this like 20 on, 20 off, 20 on, 20 off, and they have this different version of what HIIT is. True high intensity interval training can be as simple as 15 seconds max effort sprint up an incline hill and then resting for two minutes, right? I give my body almost full recovery. That's HIIT training. That's interval training. Think about high intensity intervals. Those 15 seconds, extremely high intensity, basically max capacity. I couldn't do another set 15 seconds or 20 seconds later. I would need the 2 minutes. So that's a prime example of HIIT training that would actually really benefit and boost your testosterone levels, right? It's pro tissue, right? Like I said prior, it's not static. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's forceful. So it's going to engage those fast twitch muscle fibers, those type 2 fibers, which are connected to building muscle tissue, right? And explosivity. So really beneficial there. And then a cool thing as well, caffeine and creatine are two, you know, relatively natural supplements, probably the two most researched supplements in the industry. Creatine for sure, so many benefits to building muscle, to improving performance, to helping with repair, to improving the heart and our, you know, cognitive function as well. Becoming so much more research on creatine is awesome. I remember as a young high schooler, people thought creatine was some sort of illegal supplement because it worked so well. And I remember my dad even asking me, like, and going back and forth, and like, he doesn't really know yet, right? It was kind of new to the space when I was 14 or 15, and you can't blame a parent wondering, you know, what are you taking, what do you want to take? And now it's widely researched to a very heavy degree that it's incredibly beneficial, very low cost. It's probably a supplement I would recommend to every single person. And you're not going to get your creatine levels through food. You can get it through food. You're not going to get the amount you need through food, right? You're looking for anywhere between 3 to 5 grams per day. You know, that's a lot of red meat to eat, right? So ideally, we just kind of supplement with some creatine, really beneficial, and caffeine as well. Again, you don't want to overly abuse it, but it's a good tool, right? It's definitely an ergogenic, so it's a performance enhancer. And the cool thing is I actually just locked in with Get Keon, which is Ben Greenfield's supplement company. And he hosts a really well-known podcast, one of the leading experts in the health industry. He's like a biohacker, incredible athlete, a really incredible mind, a bit eccentric fellow, but really good mind and always makes quality products. And they actually have a bundle if you're looking to build muscle mass where it combines amino acids. It has a protein powder and it has a creatine involved in this muscle building bundle, which is pretty cool. If you go to the site, I'll link the Keon code underneath, or at least the link to it. And I'll, with my passcode BR365, you do get a 10% discount. So if you're looking to add a little bit of supplementation to your routine, you can use BR365, get 10% off right there, and you get your benefits of the protein post-workout to complement what you did lifting weights, which is going to benefit that the testosterone levels. You're also going to get the creatine as well, because that's a bundle, right? And then caffeine, you can get that anywhere. It is on the website as well, but you might have a caffeine that you really love to use. But definitely to another two areas of how we can actually increase our testosterone levels that kind of go around lifting weights. And that's why I brought them up. Caffeine is typically used as a pre-workout for lifting weights. You lift the weights, then you take the creatine, right? Kind of works in a nice nice little pattern right there, right? Number two, guys, eat balanced. Stop dieting so much. And I think this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it because I have to say it all the time. Stop chasing fat loss year round. Like what is your hurry? Like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to always lose? And I get it. Maybe I can't say why, because I know why. It's because the industry is promoted that way, right? These fad diets, you have, you know, the keto, you have the Atkins, you have all these different diets that have promoted these crazy results quite quickly because you're eliminating so many foods. And like, no shit, if you eliminate all carbohydrates, you're going to lose weight. But again, you're going to put it back on, most likely, you know, very highly likely, and your performance is going to suffer. And there's a lot of different things. And again, this is an argument for a different day. I just prefer a more well-balanced diet. Some people can function high fat, of course. For the most ideal healthy individual, a balanced diet consuming or containing proteins, fats, and carbohydrates is going to be absolutely essential for most people, right? We know proteins and fats are essential nutrients, meaning we absolutely need them to stay alive. Carbohydrates, on the other hand, not necessarily essential, but they are very critical to performance and to building muscle mass. And lifting weights requires that. If we're looking to put on lean tissue, we want to obviously supplement that with a proper nutritious diet that combines protein, a good dose of carbohydrates, and then like the healthy fats to help with repair as well, right? So protein directly related to or connected to more muscle mass. So we definitely want to be somewhere around 0.6 grams to 1 gram per pound of body weight. That is an ideal range to hit if you're looking to put on lean muscle tissue. A muscle is very protective tissue. It's pro tissue. So we want to make sure and pro tissue and more lean muscle mass on your body is obviously going to help burn off some body fat. And this is going to be directly connected to increasing your testosterone levels, right? And then having all those, you know, natural, wholesome, whole foods is going to be really beneficial to, you know, increasing your caloric intake, which is going to get you out of this dieting mode, right? When you think diet, just think eating healthy. Like, eating healthy is going to get you where you want to go. You're going to have more energy. You're going to see your numbers go up in terms of like you're lifting more weights in the gym. You're going to be faster. You're going to, you know, have, you're going to be a bit sharper. You're going to be able to move with better agility and proficiency. Those are good things, right? And carbs can actually help decrease stress hormones. They can improve sleep quality. Protein before bed has shown to prevent muscle breakdown. You know, I know we're kind of, what's the word there? We're kind of splitting hairs. Like, I don't want to get you so focused on, okay, I had to eat protein before bed. No, I'm just saying it has shown to help. Don't worry, you're not going to break down muscle while you sleep. It can just help with the repairing process and can keep you in more of that anabolic state. That's all, right? If you're looking to, if you're doing all the other right stuff, then we do that. I'm just showing you the benefit of having a little bit more protein within the diet, right? And protein, the carbohydrates are, you know, they're pro tissue, so they're actually going to help prevent muscle breakdown post-workout. You want to have a net positive protein balance, meaning after you work out, like you, when you work out in the gym, you break down tissue, right? You stretch muscle fibers and you tear muscle fibers. If that stress is too much and we're not giving it the nutrients it needs, then we have a negative net protein balance, right? So there is more breakdown occurring than growth. And this is when our body doesn't actually grow, right? We're just adding more and more stress to the body. And then we work out and we're not actually ready to work out and reap the benefits of our muscle tissue growing and expanding. So we got to make sure we're eating appropriate balanced diet, eating a good amount of calories, and, you know, anywhere from, for women, I suggest around 2000 to, you know, 2500 in that range. We can get up to, that'd be great. Everyone's different. 180 pound female is different than 110 pound female. And especially if activity level comes into play and what you're doing for work, are you sedentary? Are you highly active? All those things play a role. But if we can get up to upwards around 2000 calories or more, that's a good range to be at for a female, right? Absolutely. Too many females are eating 1200 calories on a regular basis and completely under consuming appropriate macro and micronutrients. And males, you know, somewhere between 22 to, you know, 3500 calories, right? Depending on how big you are, what your goal is. You know, the body needs those calories to perform at a high level and to, you know, increase testosterone and reduce stress. And it's very important that we get that in our system for sure. Number three, guys, minimize stress. So we want to talk about the importance of stress here. Cortisol, which is a stress hormone, not always bad, okay? So let's just not demonize cortisol completely. Some great articles. I read a really good one on T Nation called The Best Damn Article on Cortisol. Really is. Really is a deep dive by Christian Thibodeau. And he talks about it. So he shows the benefits of cortisol. Because again, sometimes we demonize it because it is a stress hormone. But what we should know is extended periods of high cortisol, that's where it becomes negative. Acute spikes like working out can produce cortisol. Okay, that's not a bad thing. It's those extended, elongated periods of high chronic cortisol, right? Now, cortisol is directly related to testosterone. It's basically this seesaw-like manner where cortisol is high, testosterone is low. If testosterone is high, cortisol is low. So again, that's what we want. We want that nice, healthy balance, right? Testosterone up higher, that means cortisol is down a little bit. Perfect scenario, right? We're too many people, we're at the complete end, opposite end of the spectrum. We have very high cortisol levels, we're very stressed. The way we work out, our lifestyle, we live in this state of chronic stress, especially with social media and being connected all the time. But we're living in this weird day and age where it's not just spikes of stress that we go through, like a famine or us getting attacked by saber-toothed tiger. It is like daily small stresses. It's us overthinking. It's us, you know, engaging with content that's making us feel a certain way, negatively. It's just doing a lot of things, right, that isn't good for the mind and isn't good for, obviously, reducing our stress levels. So we want to make sure that we really take care of that and we engage in practices that minimize stress. What are some of those practices? You know, mindfulness, obviously, is tons of research and studies that back that up. Breath work can be a really great tool, and these are tools that we can do in the moment as we speak at our desk. We can take time in our car. We can do these things. We do it in an elevator. Box breathing, 4 seconds in. 4 second hold. 4 second release. There you go. I just did a box breathing session with you on this podcast. But it's as simple as that, right? It's using these tools. It's journaling. It's, you know, expressing your thoughts. Maybe it's writing. It's taking time to, you know, disconnect and unplug, go for a walk, you know, exercise, get away from what is stressing you, stop doing the things that are stressing you, you know, have that self-awareness to pull yourself away from things that clearly are not enhancing your well-being or quality of life and only adding to your stress level. So we need to have that self-awareness. We need to have that conversation with ourselves to know what is improving my life, what's getting in the way of an improved quality of life. And again, those, you know, stress responses are natural for the life that most people live, right? We can't blame that. And stress is going to be a part of our life. We need to do a better job of managing that stress. And that's what we need to focus on. Not eliminating stress. Stress is there. It can be a really protective thing when we need it to be. And it's just part of life. So we need to do a much better job of taking ownership and taking control of how to manage our stress levels. And like I said, those practices are really helpful. Again, I engage in daily walks. I'm on day 50. How many steps I got today? Oh, almost at 10,000. We're going to get there by the end of the day. And this is going to be day 58 in a row of 10,000, right? I'm pretty pumped to watch my watch give me a new 58 days in a row sign. And I do that because I go out. It relieves stress, right? I got a busy mind. I got ideas. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I keep having new ideas. I want to do new things. And that always leaves me in a state of being busy and not necessarily being overly content, which I know is kind of gets in the way of me being relaxed. But I do my best to create these moments in my day where I get out, I exercise, I go for walks in the morning or evening or midday. I try to socialize, do those different things, take time to unwind when I can, Epsom salt baths, put on music before bed, just more chill music, and do what I need to do around the house and read before bed, and just really give my mind a chance to relax and calm down and, you know, activate the PNS, right? The parasympathetic nervous system that is built around calming relaxation practices and giving the mind a chance to escape into a world that doesn't involve a whole bunch of stress, right? And we know stress enhances cravings. Again, research shows this, right? If we have a poor sleep, for example, which we'll get into, this can increase our stress hormones. And naturally, what happens the next day, we're craving shitty food. And when we crave shitty food, we eat that food, which means we have weight gain, we have fat storage. And this just directly correlated, directly affects our testosterone levels. Like I said, if you're overweight, you hold on to a lot of visceral fat, you are going to have less than ideal testosterone levels, or your testosterone levels are certainly not going to be optimized. So really important that we address this issue. We take it seriously, we nurture it, we make sure that, you know, what we do in terms of minimizing our stress is as important as the other big ones like eating a balanced diet and lifting weights, right? Making so much money but living in a stressed environment and life, not really worth it, right? So know yourself, know what you need to do to live a better quality of life, take it seriously, and don't stop lying to yourself on that account, okay? Going into number 4, get some sun, spend time outside. Yes, yes, yes. Again, I'll post this all the time. If you follow me on Instagram, I like to post me walking or running outside in nature. It's just, it's a calming effect for me. I like to promote it simply by just showing the environment around me because it is very, very blissful. It's very calming. And I like people to see it because, you know, hopefully it just gives them a little bit of a, okay, reminder. Okay, you know, I'm going to get outside today. It's just, it's so good for us, right? Especially for the kind of training I do, I promote for a lot of people to have a lot of restorative type sessions and move their body every single day and train their body every single day in a certain way, in a certain manner. And that can look like going for a hike and going for a walk and go for a bicycle ride, whatever it is, right? Getting outside in nature. And I like showing it because I'm someone who gets after it. I have my projects in the summer and maybe more down the road, you know, in other seasons. But, you know, obviously I train like a madman when it's time to train like a madman. But I also really prioritize, you know, relaxation and recovery. If I know how important that is for my body to feel good and perform at high levels and do the things it does. Guess what? It's not by me just banging my head against the wall like a nut job and never addressing recovery. And spending time outside is just such an important part of that, right? Because if not, I'd have these incredible bouts of high stress, right? And then my body would look like it performs really well, but I'm sure I'd hit this wall where it just bounces back and it would catch up to me, right? And I want a good quality of life. I don't want to just be that person who gets after it but doesn't address those other areas of my life that are really important to me, right? And getting some sun, spending time outside, obviously addresses the lack of vitamin D that so many people are experiencing, right? And vitamin D, again, even though it's a vitamin, it's now being categorized as a hormone. It's that powerful, right? It's incredibly beneficial for our testosterone levels. Recommended 3,000 IU per day can help increase levels by 25%. Pretty damn dramatic. Now, we just, on the BR365 Strength Squad, we just did a Real Talk with Real Experts segment with Coach Matt. Sat down with the owner of Lifeblood, and it's like a supplement company. They talk a lot about vitamin E and magnesium. And they talk about this exact thing of how vitamin D isn't necessarily the issue. It's the absorption of the vitamin D, right? So the bioavailability, and that can occur when our body lacks magnesium. Magnesium is kind of the precursor to getting vitamin D absorbed. So really good listen right there. Now, it is for BR365 Strength members, so it's $8 a month, $99 a year. If you're too cheap for that, I can't help you. But yeah, we're going to give out those talks and webinars and different things every single month, and we have a team of experts giving us this information. But I highly suggest if you're a member, listen to that. Listen to the full podcast. You're not a member, become a member. Stop being a jabron and get in there and really kind of take advantage of everything that we offer. There's tons of stuff. It's not a sales pitch. It just kind of came up. Okay, guys? Don't hate. But yes, we definitely want to get outside. We want to spend time in nature. It's very calming for the mind. In the Japanese culture, they call it nature bathing. And you see it, man. I go out in these trails sometimes, tons of Asian people, and they really embrace that lifestyle. They really embrace taking time with themselves, bathing in nature, right? Really, really, you know, relaxed state of mind and being. So very beneficial to get our vitamin D levels up from getting some natural sunlight and spending time outside to reduce some stress. And those two things clearly have a massive correlation on, you know, increasing our testosterone levels. Number five, restful quality sleep. Very, very important. I love talking about this one because it's so often neglected. We talk about the things that I can't get a good sleep. I sleep like crap. It's always been this way. But we don't. We do not engage in healthy practices to make that better. We just don't, right? Show me someone who's having horrible sleeps that addresses good sleep hygiene for 2 weeks, let alone a month, right? Let alone 3 months, right? They don't do it. They don't think it works. They don't see that same effect as lifting weights in that moment. They feel really good. They get this burst of, you know, feel good hormones and neurotransmitters are kicking around their body. Where sleep, to get into a routine, like I feel like after a couple days you would notice it, like 3 to 5 days of really good attention to detail, and you're shutting down the lights early, you know, you're unwinding your mind, you're activating the PNS, you're journaling, you're meditating, you're stretching, you're making sure the house is quiet, has some natural maybe aromatherapy going on with your little diffuser. You're doing all the right stuff. You're unplugging. And you do those things, and you really put time into that, you're going to sleep better, right? And on top of that, sorry, the one I should have definitely mentioned, you have a consistent sleep schedule. You're not 12 a.m. one night, you know, 10:30 the next, 1 a.m. the next night. There's a relatively consistent schedule. Now, if you don't nurture it, well, I don't know. I can't help you, right? You need to make sure that you address this. And even on the weekends, they call it, right, social something, right? I forget the name of it. Social jet lag, sorry, that's it. Where people go out and they get fucked up on the weekend. They're out till 2 a.m. and it messes them up for Monday and Sunday and Monday. And that really has a negative effect on sleep quality. So it's, I'm not saying you can't live a fun life and you got to be in bed by 10 p.m. every single night. No, I usually am. I try to at least, and that's not bragging. That's just showing what kind of life I do live. But no, I got to get up at 7 a.m., right? I'll go to bed 10:30, 11 p.m. I'm within the hour. I try not to do anything too crazy. My life is different than someone with a bunch of kids. I get it, okay? Don't hate me because you ain't me. I'm just kidding. Don't hate me because, you know, you're not, that you have other responsibilities. It is what it is. I'll be there one day as well, and I'm going to make sure I nurture it, and I'll probably write something and record a podcast that talks about how I do it with kids. And it will be harder, sure, but I understand I have the self-awareness, and I take ownership enough to go, okay, well, it's still my responsibility. I don't care if I have 12, you know, adopted kids running around and 4 dogs. You know, it's still my responsibility to figure out a routine for them. Like, that's me setting that routine. That's me setting that standard. That's me setting that time at night to be like, hey, guys, we're going to quiet things down. We're going to unwind, and we're going to do it this way because it's better for you, better for me, right? That's just basic 101, setting structure in your life, right? So let's look at some studies then, right, and the importance of it. It shows sleep quality is as important as fitness and diet. Okay, no surprise there. We talked about that earlier in the episode there. 5 hour of sleep per night was linked to a 15% decrease in testosterone levels. Pretty hefty when we think about that. 5 hours sleep per night, a lot of people are having, and this includes disrupted sleep, you know. We really want to make sure, you know, quality of sleep is at the forefront of what we think of good sleep hygiene. It's not just the quantity, it's getting restful sleep, good REM sleep, right? Hitting those REM cycles. There's a long-term study that showed 4 hours, which again, people obviously, some people go through this, right? I've had a lot of clients at times where just getting a week of not being, having one night of 4 hours, which to me is crazy. They experience it. They have such a hard time that way, right? But again, are we nurturing those sleep habits, right? And if we are, and we're still not having these, and we're still experiencing these issues, then it's time to see a professional, right? But give yourself 2 weeks, month, 3 months of this kind of practice. If you fall off for a day a little bit, don't stress it. But tell me this doesn't absolutely change your life dramatically, right? So this long-term study showed 4 hours was borderline deficient levels. So very low testosterone levels for people that were sleeping for 4 hours or less. And every additional hour of sleep raises testosterone levels by 15%. That's another one study that I looked into. So pretty crazy right there too, right? For every additional hour, 15%. So if you're someone who usually sleeps 5 hours or has really bad, restless sleep, if you were to go from 5 to 7, that could arguably, based on that study, didn't go into the details of it, but it could be raised by anywhere between 20 to 30%. Even 15%, 10%, big, big jump right there. So really important that we look at sleep. We address it like we would with a fitness program, right? A good fitness program requires periodization, requires structure, requires a plan of attack, a systematic approach to, you know, getting somewhere using a SMART goal system. Same thing with sleep, right? We need to look at it the same. Same thing with nutrition. We got to address it as a whole, right? And don't think that, me lifting weights is, you know, as good. Like, hey, they work with each other here. You know, you can't offset poor sleep with good, you know, good weightlifting. However, weightlifting weights obviously is going to still give you a lot of benefits, especially in the moment for the mind and the body. But don't be surprised when results become stagnant and they stall, and you're noticing that, you know, I can't put on muscle and I'm storing fat or gaining weight. Well, guess what? If you're not sleeping really well and you're really in sleep, it's obviously directly correlated to higher stress levels. and cravings, so you're obviously going to eat, and that balanced diet of yours is probably going to go out the window. Clearly, there's this major effect and cause and effect that we need to address. And number six, finally, to wrap this sucker up today, guys, we're taking a look at a healthy lifestyle. So this kind of encompasses everything we talked about, but I go a little bit outside the box here because it wouldn't be fun if I just told you the stuff we already talked about, right? So what does a healthy lifestyle really look like outside of the things that we already addressed and looked into? Well, laughter. Finding time to laugh, enjoying life, right? That is a major influence on testosterone levels. Why? Because it reduces stress and improves quality of life. Two things that are obviously directly related to testosterone and hormone levels, right? Forget about even testosterone, just your hormone regulation by enjoying life. Connection, you know, keeping up with friends, being part of a community, so important. Learning from others, balance within your day. Finding time to spend time with your family, spending time at work, you know, going out, doing things that are fun, enjoyable, exciting, having things to look forward to, being enthused about things that are upcoming on your schedule, right? So having that balance of work and play and work. Jim Rohn, a famous motivational speaker and author, had a really cool saying that he would say in his seminars, and he would mention, when you work, work. When you play, play. Save work for work. Save play for play. He's like, ironically, I would think about work while I was playing, and I would sometimes play when I was at work. And he's like, that didn't work. That's not a good strategy. So there's no point, you know, because at that point, when you're playing, you're thinking about work, you're not enjoying the play. And when you're at work and all you're doing is thinking about playing, you're not being productive with your work. So it's one of those things that, yeah, work when it's time to work, play when it's time to play, disconnect, enjoy life, do your thing, find balance. It's good for you, right? Regular sex, really beneficial for a healthy lifestyle, right? If you're not having regular sex, we already talked about where testosterone comes from, right? Right from the gonads, that, hey, if we're not getting regular sex, well, we're not really functioning the way we kind of were designed to function, right? Testes aren't getting a lot of love. Ovaries aren't getting a lot of love. We got to make sure if we're not having regular sex that we learn to make this a practice. Now, this is not my expertise. I'm not a relationship doctor here, but we know the importance of it. So if that's not happening, just know it's going to get in the way of your testosterone levels. So I'm not giving you any suggestions of how to improve that. I'm not going to go outside my realm of expertise, but I will say if you're not having regular sex, it is going to affect your testosterone levels and affect your hormones. So I would definitely address it to some capacity. Healthy lifestyle also is built around happiness. You have so many people, they're angry, they're bitter, they're resentful, they're nihilistic, they're cancers to the society, and they're just bitching about shit all the time. And don't get me wrong, I like to bitch about things. I like to bitch about people that are, you know, the crazy COVID people, right? And you know, it's sometimes I bitch about the government shutting down gyms. Yeah, I'll bitch. I'll talk about it. I move on, though. I'm not angry. I'm not an angry, pissed off, resentful person. You know, I move on with my day and I create a productive life. I didn't let the anger get in the way of me having a really successful year over COVID. I'm not bitter. I get after it. Like those kind of things, right? So don't be someone who doesn't enjoy life. Send positivity. Send love. If someone doesn't want that, okay, they don't have to follow you. They don't have to listen to it, but you're putting it out there, right? If they don't want it, they don't need it. Okay, that's their own issue, right? That has nothing to do with you. Believe me, that has nothing to do with you. That is their own issues. That is their own surroundings. It's their own environment they've created, their own narrative that they're engaging in. So that has nothing to do with you. So bring light to people as much as you can. Bring light to yourself, those that you love. Find times to be happy, do things that make you happy, whether that's, well, anytime I read and I feel like I'm on a really productive structure of engaging in material that is, you know, boosting my mental fortitude and capacity, I feel really good about myself. Well, there you go. Engage in that. Oh, I feel really good when I go out for a run. Go for a run. I feel great when I lift some weights. Lift some weights, right? I feel great when I connect with people and I socialize once a week or not socialize once a week, but you know what I mean? Like actually get out and do something. Go do it, right? Find time for these things. Be happy. Create a structure that you like. Jordan Peterson said it, you know, famously, right? Like stop creating a day that you hate. Like that's not smart. That's a dumb way to live your life. You're in control of your structure of your day. If you're not, Get some damn leverage. Build your skill set so you don't have to put together a day that you don't like, right? And that's the issue. If you're not happy because you don't like the day that you have set in front of you because you have to do it, you don't have to do it. You have settled for that life. So decide to change. Decide to change up what your life looks like. Like I said, go get a skill set. Go learn something. Go put in your part-time job outside of work that you're not going to get paid for, but it's going to get you out of that part-time job that you hate, right? That's happiness, right? When you have leverage, when you have the ability to control your outcome, control your lifestyle, then you can make a happy life, right? If not, I'm not saying you can't work and be happy, but again, if you're at work and not happy, you need to address it. That's a you problem and you got to fix it, right? Prosperity for a healthy lifestyle. You know, being prosperous, being someone who is not dependent on other people in terms of finances. They're not dependent on other people to live a good, well-off life, right? Being prosperous is going to be directly correlated to a healthy lifestyle and consequently to higher testosterone levels because we feel like we have more control. It feels like we have more freedom, and freedom is it's refreshing, right? It just takes the stress off, right? It makes you feel better about yourself, better about your circumstances, and it just makes everything else flow really well. So definitely aim for prosperity across the board, from a mental standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. Don't hold on to resentment and anger. Don't be someone who throws out negativity. Don't walk around life sad and defeated. Be someone who wants to attack the world, who wants to take on challenges, who has, you know, that resiliency to overcome and ultimately prosper, like we're just talking about right there. And we all know drugs and alcohol can lower testosterone, so don't abuse it, right? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do all the other stuff and then abuse it with drugs and alcohol, or not do the other stuff and definitely engage in drugs and alcohol. I get their vices. I get their, they produce this, you know, hedonistic feeling. But at the end of the day, they're getting in the way of a real great quality of life. A little alcohol here and there, obviously, we've read about, isn't the end of the world. You know, it can be a good relaxer if you're having a glass of wine or whatever. But don't abuse it because it is going to catch up to you, right, guys? So there you have it. There is our episode on 6 surefire ways to boost your testosterone. Start with one if you're doing none. If you're doing one, add a second. End of the day, take these as a whole, write them out, take a look at them, and then see how you can kind of form them into your routine. How can they become part of your daily structure? How can they be a part of what you're trying to create? And what boundaries you need to set? What schedule do you need to create? What conversations you need to have to make sure these are addressed on a regular basis? Because end of the day, high levels or regulated levels of testosterone are going to directly impact your mood. They're going to directly impact your behaviors, your motivation, your quality of life, your overall well-being will be dramatically improved. And this is one of the biggest things I want to do for men and women out there is improve their quality of life, right? It's not about getting a six-pack. If it happens, great. It's not about necessarily becoming Mr. Buff at work. If it happens, great. It is about feeling good about yourself, feeling confident, feeling resilient, feeling empowered, feeling strong. A lot of what we preach at the BR365 Strength Squad community, things that just, you know, better, they add value to your life. And this is what we're focused on, what I'm focused on as a wellness coach, performance trainer, and I'm happy to put out a podcast like this to help you guys out. So guys, thank you for listening. Like I said, if you want to go to Get Keon, you go right to my Instagram page. I'll put the direct link below to this podcast anyways. You can take a look at that muscle building bundle. Check out the website. There's a lot of cool stuff on there as well. Like I said, it's a company that, you know, decided to help, you know, sponsor me as an athlete, and just kind of hook me up that way. And the reason I did it, I only approached companies that I really wanted to work with. And this is a company, Ben Greenfield, like I said, leading expert in this space. He knows what he's talking about, probably too smart for his own good. But again, he's got some great products. I'm really looking forward to you guys trying it. That muscle building bundle, immune bundles, caffeine, all that fun stuff is right there. So you want to check it out, use the discount code BR365 and get your products, right? Go get those testosterone levels boosted and do all these main things first and foremost, above all else. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you next week on the Fear of Being Average podcast.